Tactical Buffaloes Podcast.
Podcast. Today we're joined with resident Sonic expert Rocky Mountain Agorist and Rabbit again from like a year ago.
Yeah, I'm back for however long I want to be back for.
Bringing Rabbit on for a talk about a hedgehog.
Yeah, so what do we call you on the show? Because I'm not saying Rocky Mountain Agorist the whole time.
You can call me Ethan, that's fine.
Oh, you got doxed, finally.
Yeah, I think we just kind of gave up on it.
Okay, good. All right, so Ethan, why don't you tell us a little bit? Same with Logan, and then he just ended up posting his whole fucking name on his Instagram. What an idiot.
He's a goon.
But Ethan, why don't you tell us a little bit about Sonic the Hedgehog? Some ground information.
For those of you who don't know me, first of all, I'm also on a podcast, the Centennial High Points. It's very clever. We are very similar to the Buffaloes. We just have less followers. and I guess some context for first. So as an agorist, I believe that every person has the right to put whatever they want into their body, and under the influence of marijuana, which is legal in Colorado, I stumbled upon the movie Sonic the Hedgehog. And even though the other main character is a cop, I think that movie is fantastic. It is a fantastic exploration into police brutality. Specifically, poor Sonic is hiding out in a garage from the United States government, actually. Led by Jim Carrey, and the other main character, who's a cop, whose name I can't remember at the moment, walks in to the garage and immediately shoots Sonic with a tranquilizer dart. This animal had posed no threat to Sonic or anything like that. Didn't ask any questions, just immediately pointed and fired. So I believe that Sonic the Hedgehog is the true anarchist symbol. Why am I doing this podcast? I don't even believe the shit that I'm saying right now.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I might. Anyway, I believe that Sonic the Hedgehog is the true symbol for all anarchists who want to unite under a common banner.
And tell us about the premonition. Tell us about the premonition.
So that is not my premonition.
It's still facts, though, dude. Like, that's going to happen. So
if you guys don't follow me already, my new Instagram name is Rocky Mountain Agora, because I got the Zuck the week before the election for calling out censorship. But I don't know if it's saved. It's sad. Essentially, the premonition that somebody else on Tumblr posted was that basically, there was a fad that involved Sonic the Hedgehog, where everybody would be wearing oversized gold jewelry, and the whole fad was to, quote, get them rings. Kind of like planking in 2012, you know? Or like...
Yeah.
Like other fads. But basically, it became so prevalent that the U.S. government outlawed it, and then that is how Sonic became a symbol of the Anarchist Alliance.
If we want to look more into Sonic, though, I have his Wikipedia pulled up here.
Ooh, and that's a good idea.
And Sonic, as we all know, the hedgehog, is a blue hedgehog that can run very, very fast.
How fast?
Very fast.
How fast? Give me like a miles per hour estimate. So, Ethan, you know all that. Give me a, what do you think?
You know how so fast. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, according to the recent movie that was released after the internet bullied the entire studio into basically redesigning the whole movie, we know that Sonic's power is unlimited. So another great reason why we should be including him in the Anarchist Alliance. Although at the same time, that's a tricky slope because you don't want to give anybody unlimited power. That's kind of against everything that we want.
But if he has that power from birth, then it's not ours to give or take. It's his natural rights.
That's fair. That's actually a very good point. I would say that if anything, that is natural rights, and that's a very good counterpoint.
I believe we could put Sonic into the anarchist category because he is born an orphan. We don't know who his parents are.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why does that make you an anarchist?
No. And he disobeys. No. He disobeys all the rules that are put onto him. Because he is an orphan, and he doesn't have to do whatever the fuck he wants. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Sonic's pretty much guaranteed to be an anarchist. He's because he's an orphan, so yeah, pretty hard to argue against that.
If you're an orphan, you're an anarchist. It's automatic. Don't quote me. Don't DM me. It's facts.
I just dropped you guys a link in the Discord chat, and I think you guys should know that there is a Sonic Bible out there.
Okay.
Not written by me, but the YouTube channel Polygon actually did a really good expose on it. And one of the findings from it was that either Sonic is God or could kill a god. And I don't care if there's a difference.
So is that a metaphor for government?
I don't like to get into religion on this podcast, but it certainly seems like it could be that way.
Okay. I like that. Sonic sounds like a cool guy. Now, I wish there was like some sort of like religion or something I could join to support that, you know, or to be a part of it.
Less of a religion, more of a cult.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty good. Why don't you tell us about this cult?
Well, everybody knows that the only difference between a religion and a cult is marketing.
Okay. Major shots fired. All right, continue.
Would you agree? I mean,
yeah. I mean, I don't
like you look at Scientology and like that dude like had a driver's license. Like,
real quick on Scientology, have you seen Eric Andre's on the street about Scientology?
I have.
L. Ron Hubbard was a black man.
God damn, these wings are hot as fuck.
Eric Andre shouldn't be in more shit.
I think...
Holy shit.
What?
These are hot wings. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, you heard it here first, folks. These wings are hot as fuck.
Ethan, do you have a counterpoint about Eric Andre?
I agree. I think Eric Andre screaming "Let me in" at the White House gate one of the funniest things ever put to video.
I think he's a genius.
He's world-renowned.
He's really good.
Segment where it's like, but what if it was purple?
Yeah, I think so. He's legitimately like one of the funniest people I think is out there, though. So I just looked up Eric Andre in relation to Sonic, and so far, nothing is popping up yet.
We all know Eric Andre's. Is related to Sonic. They just don't want us to know that. Goddamn right. Government.
Yeah, I think you're right, Rabbit. So, Ethan, can we join this? Where can we join this Sonic? What's the cult called? How can we find it?
You know, so I guess let me let me back up. Going back to Eric Andre and Sonic, okay. I'm looking at the interest over time for Sonic versus okay. Eric Andre, and Sonic blows Eric Andre out of the water.
That's hard to believe, but that's just a testament to how awesome Sonic is, I guess.
It's like a 48-to-1 ratio.
Oh, wow.
48 Christ. Sonic searches, there's one Eric Andre search.
That's a lot.
That's some data right there. I think that you can join this this movement wherever and whenever you are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're like, saying I could join this cult, or we're not going to use the C word around here.
Cunt?
This... No, cult, fuck. But I could join this movement for, say, mm-hmm. whenever I wanted.
Yeah, I think as long as you're willing to go fast and like, you just gotta go fast, you know?
So, is there a dress code? Or do I just gotta go fast?
You know, I mean, like, blue quills encouraged, but not required.
Yeah, and like red Nikes and shit.
Yeah.
Ah, nice, nice. You know,
clothes that will aid in how fast you go.
Skin tight, blue clothes.
Always.
Yeah. Are there any special enhancements given out at these meets to increase our ability to go fast?
Like,
you know, I can't say that we okay. could... Because, you know, one of the main messages from that Sonic movie was...
I heard there was a gay-ass Sonic thing going on.
Yeah. welcome Logan, to the discourse. This is going on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm starring in it for the first time in, like, 6 months.
Fuck you, Rabbit.
Fuck you, Logan.
I'm just playing. But Sonic
what if
is
I was
gay?
Trying to play, too?
So we have a Sonic hater here. Welcome to the podium, Logan. Logan Vary from
Colorado Springs, Colorado. Shit.
Yeah, what's your address?
I'm not giving that out.
Social Security.
Ethan, what's
number?
His address?
Ethan does know where I live. Shit,
I can't tell you. I do.
Oh, you're good, man, Ethan. I love you.
All right. So, Logan, what is your take on Sonic?
So, movie was pretty alright. the fucking symbol better not become a thing.
What about as a person? How do you think Sonic represents you?
Oh, he doesn't.
But he represents everyone.
Logan, he gets unfairly shot by a cop in like the first hour.
Does he?
Or of the yeah. movie?
Did you even watch it? Did you watch the film?
Yeah, but kind of not. I told you it was like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Carrey was in it. That was cool, I guess. But Jim Carrey is also a pedophile, so that was not cool.
He's a lot of things.
Jim Carrey
is
a lot of things.
He also is the main antagonist, which is fitting. Mm-hmm. And he's also representative of the U.S. government, which is fitting.
Chasing a child, which is also fitting.
No, wait. I'm glad that fucking Ethan gives a like cinematic perspective to this movie. That was made in probably 20 minutes.
There's more than that.
Was it?
There really actually was a lot of work that went into this movie.
They had to redo the entire movie.
It makes me feel like I'm watching a 2008 movie.
Wow, that hurts.
And also, there's a very, very big budget that went into it.
Are we for real?
Yeah.
Did they make any profit? Probably from the little kids, what am I saying?
Well, that was like the only movie. That was the only movie that really came out, and then everything shut down.
That's not true. I don't think that's true.
No, that was the only movie that came out in 2020. Mm-hmm. No, Sonic and Tenet.
This wasn't Ethan. Ethan's a fucking aficionado.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty sure that's not true.
I'm saying
no. It is.
That I'm not
trust
biased.
Me, I'm looking it up on Wikipedia right now. It says Sonic the Hedgehog. Only movie released during 2020.
Ethan was right. Ethan was fucking right.
Oh, that's
disgraceful.
I actually can give you guys a legitimate answer on this. So, Ethan, so I want to hear you guys go at it in terms of should we join the Sonic cult? Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
God, no.
Okay, I just want to say this movie made 3 times its budget at the box office.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
So what's that supposed to insinuate? It's like the great fucking free market. This is the movie for the free market.
This was a crowdsourced development movie.
Was it crowdsourced?
The entire internet. No, they bullied a studio though into making changes.
Yeah, because Sonic looked like a fucking like birth weird like thingy, like a child.
He did.
Yeah.
And then they went through and they made adjustments. This movie also has an interracial couple at like the center of the action, which is
it's very contemporary.
It is very contemporary. I think that
but the main character
shows the
main character is Sonic.
Shut the fuck up, Rabbit.
That's a fair point.
The main character is a cop.
That's true. But he's a cop at odds with the US government. I would argue that his decisions at the beginning of the movie are completely valid in affirming that all cops are bastards, right? Because you have him running a speed trap, and he's running it in like a rural town in Montana. So like victimless crime, obviously not cash money. Shooting an unarmed hedgehog that posed no threat to him, obviously not cash money. But he is, if anything, an example of bringing someone out, because his original goal is to move to San Francisco to become a street cop, where I would argue he would have done much worse harm than in a rural town in Minnesota or in Montana.
Hmm.
I guess that's fair, but he's still a cop.
He's still being chased by the U.S. government, though.
And he got excited to work for fucking San Francisco. You know why? Because you can kill black people there.
Is that a fair point?
You can?
But I think...
Well, I think not
written anywhere.
Not hopefully, but they do.
I believe what we're trying to say here is that the movie Sonic the Hedgehog should be the poster child of the anarchist movement.
I say no!
Hmm.
Sonic does something that I don't like.
Sonic.
Logan has not a valid argument. So
Logan's not going very
fast. Sonic.
Logan's
here's
not going very fast. So
there were four producers and two writers on this movie.
Logan, that's how many producers and directors have you had on your movie?
Well, yeah, not many, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I think if anything,
what about the Buffalo? Can we consider ourselves producers and directors?
No, this movie shows. I think this movie shows that it is the choices that you make, rather than the title that you hold, that is important.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's an adorable little thing, but it's Sonic.
And if anything, this movie is an example of voluntary action between a man and an alien hedgehog.
Is he an alien, or is he just a hedgehog?
No, he's an alien.
I don't like to think he's an alien.
It's like he didn't even watch the movie with me.
He teleports through dimensions.
What how many fucking times I've had to watch that movie with you?
At least three times. I would have thought you would have picked up on something by now.
I didn't because I got bored after the first one.
Understand.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? It's a child's movie.
No.
And that means it should fit you perfectly, Logan.
It's not a child's movie.
It's a child's movie that turned its budget three times at the box office.
How many times at the box office did you do, Logan?
Anyone can stick their penis and cum in something.
Logan, look, Sonic has way more accomplishments than you ever will.
But no, Logan.
But that doesn't mean that this Sonic movie is fucking the pinnacle of all creation.
That's better than you.
It exemplifies. You guys are using fallacy. It's a false dichotomy. That's what it is. There's not even mention of voluntary action. Some guys just went on a story quest.
Voluntary action to see it.
You have to watch it, Logan, to actually have a good argument.
let's just make this point real quick. This movie was released on January 25th of 2020.
Wow.
At Paramount Theaters, February 14th, 2020, in the U.S. A month later, the entire world shut down for a pandemic.
That's,
and this movie still turned $321 million at the box office.
That's a lot more than Logan did at the box office.
That is, that is at least.
But the fucking largest turn back for a movie is like $1 billion. Avatar.
Way more than that.
So this movie made 30% of Endgame, and you're saying it's a stupid kids movie?
Yes.
30% of Endgame.
I would like Endgame, Logan, I can argue, is a kids movie too. That's a cult following right there.
I mean,
so is Sonic. Like, but it's a Sonic. It's a cult following that made a lot of money at the box office. So
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't mean that this was the embodiment of anarchism.
It does too.
No, give me something that isn't a fucking like a paradox. Okay, he's mentioned.
What?
Okay, fine. He's a self-sufficient agorist.
Exactly.
How is he a self-sufficient agorist?
He doesn't live off the government. No, he provides for himself.
He lives in his little place.
Yeah.
And he just like provides for himself. And he's lonely.
Very, very lonely. Lonely.
So I you know what? There you go. I'll take that he's an agorist.
Thank you.
But he should not be the symbol for anarchy.
And he's an agorist who
is that because
convinces
of
a cop not to move to San Francisco where he would cause more harm than good.
Yeah, I think Logan's just being racist.
Against Sonic.
Yeah. You racist.
Yeah, no, fuck hedgehogs. Down with hedgehogs.
He also banishes Dr. Robotnik to the Mushroom Planet. At the very end of the movie, remember?
And inadvertently creates Dr. Eggman.
That's this. Okay. Who's going to tell him that that's the same person?
but that is. He made Eggman because he sends that boy to outer space. I know it's the same fucking guy, but he makes him because of his actions.
You could have told us you knew he was the same guy before you started making an argument. Come on, man.
They could have killed him. They should have just killed him.
Just like how cops kill black people?
That's not the same. If a cop comes up to Sonic, if we're defending Sonic as the agorist and Dr. fucking Robotnik as the god, well, he is the government, then...
So what you're saying is that you're defending the government?
You're defending the government. That's disgusting.
But I do not like Logan. Fictional That's fucking not, worldly things
not a great...
for our symbols. It just so, I don't think he's going to catch on much,
very
boys.
Very clearly, Logan's wrong, and he made a fool of himself during this debate.
What's wrong with the fucking A?
Ethan, I'm impressed with your knowledge and your skills, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Speaking, Sonic will never become an anarchy symbol.
That sounds like some government propaganda bullshit, Logan.
All right, boys. Here's the fucking competition then. You guys post Sonic anarchy like iconography, and I'm going to post anti-Sonic iconography, and we'll see who the fuck wins.
Okay.
All right.
So it would be anarcho-Sonic?
Anarcho-Sonic.
Anarcho-Sonicism.
That falls like just slightly to the left of like egoism, I think.
Does it? Because that's very left wing, man.
We're left leaning Sonic supporters.
I mean, I could see Sonic being like, hey, man, you know, let's just make a commune instead of like, hey, man, let's make a business. I will destroy you. Stop. 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 Stop.
Well, let's see where Sonic falls on the political compass.
Are you gonna look this up?
You guys want to do a political test, like a political compass for Sonic?
Pull it up.
But that's gonna take so long.
And we have time, or I have time.
We can do the fast one, I guess.
Do the fast one.
Okay.
Wait, there's a Sonic political compass meme.
What?
Hang
wow.
On.
No.
So Metal Sonic pretends to be Sonic, isn't Sonic.
Okay, so Sonic is liberate.
Hell yeah.
No copyright law in the universe is going to stop me.
Yeah, you're right.
Sonic is not liberate.
Yes, he is.
It is. We can prove it. Sonic is liberate.
Sonic is liberate. Should be the poster child for anarchy.
I think
we got to get another fucking man on my side.
But Logan, there's no other man on my side. It's just bullshit.
I'm posting right now. For the world, you'll see this if you follow me, which most of you do.
Let's take this test.
I might follow you.
Take this test.
Oh no, yeah, I do.
we'll answer it based on how Sonic acts in the movie. And since Logan hasn't watched the movie, even though he's seen it three times, he can't.
I've seen the movie.
Apparently not. You're missing out on
I've
a lot.
I've seen
of
the movie.
You're missing out on a lot.
You
of
don't know much about
the goddamn movie.
You don't know much about.
All right.
What was Sonic's Star high off. Speed in the first what?
I don't know, like 200 scenes? Something.
It was 300.
It was 300.
Oh, well, that's gay.
All right. Question one: if economic globalization is inevitable, it should primarily serve humanity rather than the interests of transnational corporations.
What? Well, stating that Sonic enjoys the company of his humans, and probably doesn't know what a corporation is.
Yeah, he is like a child.
He would strongly agree.
You'd strongly agree, yeah.
Let's see. I'd always support my country, whether it was right or wrong. Obviously disagree. He's hunted by the U.S. government the whole movie.
And he really doesn't have a country. He's a planet-hopping alien.
But he has a land.
What?
Like a public land.
He has
land.
A hole. He doesn't have shit.
What are you talking about? The Sonic world.
Yeah, but he got taken over.
Yeah, well, if you ever play the Sonic games, which I did, you'll know damn well that he fights Dr. Eggman in these worlds, which insinuates that he takes the world back over.
Wait, Logan, we're clearly missing out on this.
Everybody, what's up?
Everybody knows that the libertarian symbol is a porcupine.
Ooh,
and what is a porcupine but an overgrown hedgehog?
Oh. What is an overgrown libertarian, an anarchist.
Boom.
Yes, so. But
get
is
fucked,
a porcupine
idiot.
Truly related
get
to a hedgehog
fucked,
in
idiot.
The genus?
You lose.
Let's find out.
No.
They
let's
have spikes. They quills. They have quills. Both. They must come from the same family.
Logan, you're looking at it wrong. You have to look at it from like a Pokemon perspective where it evolves.
What is a Pokemon perspective?
Well, then...
Let's see.
You saying that things just evolve?
The
porcupine is just the evolution of a hedgehog.
Exactly. No, Vice, you're wrong. It's the other way around, Rabbit.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm looking at
hedgehogs are carnivorous.
You.
Huh. Yes.
You pines related to hedgehogs.
Have you seen the Family Feud?
However, hedgehogs and like, porcupines aren't related at all! There are 17 different species of hedgehogs, and their closest relations are actually shrews and moles.
So, Monty Mole, then.
I hear the jury's still out on science.
What
the jury is still
science?
Out on science.
have
failing
you guys
that class.
Have you guys watched Arrested Development?
Oh, yes, I have. Not all of it, though.
Dude, it's so good.
It's pretty funny how he likes to fuck his cousin and shit.
Yeah.
Or he wants to.
The hell of a reason why we shouldn't have government is they tell you not to fuck your cousin. Who are you to tell me?
Please
I can't
stop!
Fuck my
please cousin? Stop! That's not inviting anyone. That's actually deterring many.
If I want to fuck my cousin, who are
stop!
You? To tell
I know
me
what that? I know that we can. I know that's a thing that shouldn't be bothered, but we shouldn't even talk about it.
That's no. I think
you know, there's a stronger topic for our ideas.
The government ain't gonna tell me if I can't or cannot fuck my cousin. The South mayor asked again, oh, yeehaw. Sonic says.
Gents, I have a YouTube video for you guys to watch on your own time. And it relates to porcupines, which is totally off topic, apparently. But I think it's important that you watch this because the question is, name something that ends... Or that starts with the word, name a word that starts with the word pork.
Okay.
And one of the people on here answers cupine. It's supposed to be a phrase. So like pork loin or like pork chop.
Pork cupine.
So I highly recommend watching that on your own time.
I probably will. That sounds funny.
Mr. Scissors, are we at time?
We are at time. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on. Ethan, you very clearly won this debate. Logan, you looked like a moron.
We'll let the fucking community figure that out.
You should be embarrassed.
The community will decide.
You should resign.
And the community will decide in the favor of the hedgehog.
No, the community will decide, you stupid bitch. You're not the community.
Yeah, and they will decide in the favor of the hedgehog.
I doubt it.
Well, in this community of four. No, he left.
No, I banned him.
Oh, he's gone.
I banned him. I banned him for being belligerent.
Censorship at its finest. Oh, shit.
Well, I hope one day I actually get on your podcast for...
You've been on it, right? For real things?
No, I haven't.
What?
No, I haven't.
Are you...
Seriously?
Yeah.
I've barely been on my own fucking podcast. Fuck. Yeah, bring him in.
Damn.
I have... You want to come on an episode?
We also got to do a meetup.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I'm getting close to my adult age. So
good shit.
We'll be there.
Yeah, about time. How long did I ban Logan for?
For you guys that don't know, I had a birthday recently, and I'm now shit. Not 16.
Happy birthday, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it was about a month ago. And you,
wow.
Yeah, I told you guys too. Just
I remember that. We were
really didn't pay attention.
Yeah, we did. We said happy birthday and wow, you're not 16.
Yeah. I'm not well, I still am the youngest. Fuck.
Oh yeah, by far.
Logan says he's gonna beat you.
Tell him that I'll be waiting for him, so
he's waiting.
Also, tell him I think I banned him for 7 days.
Wait, he's not going to be too happy about that one.
Here,
I don't know how to I don't know how to unban him.
Oh, shit.
I invited him back.
Okay, good.
Logan out here with give me your facts.
Logan has no facts to support his claim that Sonic the Hedgehog should not be the poster boy of the anarchist movement.
Logan is such a stuck-up cunt. His anti-Sonic rhetoric will not prevail. But yeah, Ethan, dude, I didn't realize you hadn't been on an episode. We'll definitely have you on, soon. So,
I've got like two others. We've got at least one episode we're going to record this week with Biting the Bullet.
Oh, really? Hell yeah!
Holy fuck!
Recording another Buffalo's episode with me. God, now you have to post this.
Oh, Brian said that.
No.
Oh yeah, I don't mind posting it.
Oh, you
so.
Already posted. Dang.
Hell yeah.
This is so great. I'm going to single-handedly start this meme.
I hope you do.
We're also still recording.
Oh yeah. All right, so thank you for listening to this special episode of the Tactical Buffaloes podcast. Go check out the Sentinel High Points podcast. I'm on there sometimes. It's really fun. Go check out Ethan, Rocky Mountain Agoras, Liberty. Wait, Landmines for Liberty.
What's Landmines.
His? Yeah, whatever. Liberty, Landmines. Miss Lawless, November Whiskey. That's pretty much it, right? That's all of you guys?
Yes, sir.
There was one other person, but I don't recall who he was.
Yeah, that was Boogaloo Bitch. No, she hasn't been there in a while, though.
Oh, that's not who I was talking about.
Didn't he, like, die or something? Oh.
But it's fine.
No, we just learned that he was a bootlicker FUD.
Yep. Oh. Did he die? In a way.
Dead to us.
All right. But thank you all for coming on. I look forward to having you guys back on for a real episode.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Talk to you guys later.
All right. Ethan, this was fun, dude. Hold on.